Hey, what's going on, guys? In this podcast, you're going to be hearing a lot of random stuff. So just bear with me. I'm still working the kinks out. Yeah. Hope you guys like it. Without further ado, here's the podcast, guys. What's going on, guys? Hey, how's it going? So, episode 9. How about that? We've made it this far. Come on. Anyways, how's it going? How's it growing? Hope all y'all are having a fun Monday. I know I am. So, horrible Monday. But it's fucking all worth it to come back home. Especially to a beautiful garden as this one. Excuse me. Dude, this banana hooch is really starting to pop off. I'm so surprised with it. I hate these fucking leaf hoppers. Pieces of shit. If there's one thing I hate, it's a fucking leaf hopper, guys. All they do is fuck up your plants. If you find them, kill them. Kill them all. Oh, you bitch. Got one. Where'd the other one go? I saw three of them. See, the thing about leaf hoppers is, if you look at them, it's weird. Just by looking at them, they already know that you're looking at them. So they tend to want to hide. Those little fuckers are very crafty. But me, I'm craftier. I don't know why they like the banana hooch more than anything. It's weird. They just like hanging out right there. Oh man, this Gelato 33 is doing its thing. Guys, candy cleaner popping already off the top of the trellis, just as the snow dog. Man, snow dog has some crazy branches, guys. If you could see this, wow, this is amazing. Everything is doing so fucking good with the soil that it took me 3 years to fucking build the soil, but oh man, I'm so happy with the results so far. So far, so good. Anyways, without further ado, let's get this podcast started. Oh, yeah. And with that being said,
would you be down
to fucking drive? What? On Dobers. Oh shit, I just dropped it random. Was it episode 9 all of a sudden?
What are we talking about today?
I just started right now. All of a sudden.
Shit, told us you're going to record a podcast.
What are we talking about? Where are you going to drive? Drive to where? You asking him where he's going to drive? No, I'm just asking you.
Is this on mic or off mic?
This is on mic.
Oh, wait,
wait, what are we doing?
I didn't really get it then.
Oh, God, all right. Until next time, viewers.
Like, there's times where you fucking... If there's some chick that you... But how that far? There's been some tension. There's been some... I'll drive to San Diego for some pussy.
Yeah?
Not that I need to drive to San Diego for some pussy, but I think, depending on the situation, it might be, like, fucking worth it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, but it's not like a situation where it's like I'm so desperate where I guess there's no way to really get around it.
Yeah.
But But yeah, I'll drive to San Diego for some pussy.
Yeah, you'd have to be, right? Like, it can't just be a normal fucking throwaway fuck.
Well, I mean, right? There's a situation.
A lot of times to me, I'll be just like, well, like, right, gas and shit, like, right.
Nah,
right,
well, I mean.
Taking into account everything, time.
To me, it would be time and, like, know? The effort, like, to drive well, fucking 2 hours.
Because then what's the protocol and shit? Because, like, a lot of times.
Nah,
like,
you get in there and you fuck.
But
I ain't about to play no Connect Four.
No, I know.
I ain't about like.
I'm talking about after shit, like because
you're driving. You drove so far.
Well, because a lot of yeah, like you're gonna just drive back home. Sure, you're spending the night.
Because
a lot of times you're just like.
Yeah, that's why. You roll that's why.
Like, oh, I want to get away.
That's
from
why,
this
Jake.
Bitch.
Imagine that would be the best drive home I've ever had, ever. Full like you just go, you go bone down. It's fucking nighttime. It feels good. You drive back to Cali. Or I'm sorry, you drive back to LA. Fucking feeling good. Or you stay there. What's the worst that could, you know what I mean? Like it's a win-win situation.
Yeah, that's true.
The only way you don't win is if you don't give up no pussy.
Yeah, that would be crazy, bro.
I'd be like, bitch, I just drove.
You'd be nuts to hit San Diego like, without like a for sure thing, bro.
Hey, but what's up with that threesome, bro?
Hey, that's
whatever happened to that?
If you guys are tuning in, we're talking about sex, guys. Alright, back with the podcast.
Anyone could hear this, right? So like,
yeah, Spotify. You could also find me on. You could click the link on my bio right on the bottom. Google. Whatever.
You are a biohazard.
Hey, give your viewers some sex tips, bro.
If you ever put your fingers inside a girl, do the kicker. It always works.
Do the running man.
The Matrix. The Matrix. Wow. I've never heard of that one, the Matrix. Luna. So, I've heard of a new one, so it's called the Matrix. Running on the walls? Fuck. Scraping the walls?
The
vaginal walls. Ooh, we're getting kind of technical here.
But to answer your question, that shit, like, I don't know. That shit seems like it kind of fizzled out. And I was kind of like
threesome.
Yeah, that girl that hit me up and shit. I don't even remember that the group chat.
Oh yeah, there was a girl that hit you up about that.
Yeah, like, but I mean, don't get
twisted.
Oh
yeah, but like, it was you have no contact with her before, right? It was just a girl that you met on Tinder.
No, actually, I've started messaging
some
her
Tinder
through Instagram and shit.
Come on.
But I'm saying you never
met. We're getting fierce. We can start this podcast.
No, I haven't never
you
met
her. You haven't met her and she was saying that she's already down?
She hasn't started.
You're saying you haven't met her, but she's already down for a threesome.
Yeah, well, it initially started like, initially started at just some girl, you know, like this one just started.
You're burning yourself.
I know,
you can't stop. Nobody's gonna know what you're talking about.
Nobody hears this shit, dude.
Nobody hears this shit. But like, I'm not gonna name no names.
All right. Well, I mean, you should pause it then, because we're not really talking about anything.
See, right? I'll be
known
as
keep going.
Rey Mysterio.
talk about like spoilers, because I haven't seen Spider-Man yet, fucker.
That's
so he wants us to talk about it?
Let's just talk shit about this one.
Yeah, let's just fucking run this right away.
Alright, listen, girl.
Right, listen up, guys.
Listen up, dopers. That would be weird, dude. Somebody trying to set up some shit like that before I've even met them.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Like, how down am I supposed to think that you really are? Just off of what? Seeing pictures of me? Like.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it.
I get it.
No, but like, what was your hesitancy about it? Like,
no, I was down and shit. I was just more like let's at least like fucking like get to know each other first and shit. Cause dude, like, I know that's fucking weird.
Oh
and
no, but yeah,
weird,
you don't want some weird ass fucking bitches up in your house, like, you know.
Like right now,
I've done some shit where like
talk about the podcast. Just saw Becca right now. No, with her.
Oh,
she rolled through with her boy.
Oh man.
Damn,
I was about
broken.
To say hi, but I was like, nah.
Here you go, here it starts.
And like that, let's start the podcast.
What are you talking about? It's already started.
Yeah, it's been recording. Yeah. Alright, it's officially started.
You're the worst.
No, that's the way you gotta start it with. No,
nah, because alright, like have your like dude, like on Tinder or on OKC.
Not only
sometimes it's weird. I'm not even saying like, dude, because you'll be on there all day, bro. Like, it's like fishing and shit. You could be reeling out and you won't catch anything. Like, but every once in a while you'll get some shit. it won't turn into nothing. Every once in a while, you'll get some shit that was just like, this girl's just, it's like, you know, it's just, the stars align and this girl's really down. She'll be like, I'm down today. Like,
oh,
that's rare. But that was one of my first experiences that I had with it. And I'm like, I was really hesitant, like, about that shit, like, dude, like, but I was also fucking really horny, dude. Like,
legit, though, she can't do it.
Like, you know, yeah, like, there's ways to feel it out. I'm like, you gotta really feel it out and make sure it's a real person and shit, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you want? You want flower or you want a dab?
Flower.
You want flower? All right.
Or what do you got?
Don't say your name.
Dab.
Right. Yeah, don't incriminate. Don't say anything that might incriminate you.
Don't say anything that might incriminate you because you're on the podcast, bro.
Nobody
right
knows
now.
Who the fuck
I'm hey, on, we're welcome to the podcast, Ray.
What's up, Ray?
And it just incriminated the whole
Hey, fuck, this is
Tooch,
bro. This is
Tooch. With that being said, we're going to take a little break with our what is it, our... Yo, what's growing on, guys? All right, check it out. I want to show you guys something awesome. This is a band that I just came in contact with. They're fucking dope. You guys go check them out on IG. Their band name is Lazy Dream. And they are fucking crazy, dude. For being so young, man, these guys are going to pop off. Can't wait to hear what they sound like when they get older. So without further ado, here's Lazy Dream with Miss Parker. And as always, grow your own. Parker. Oh, son of a bitch. Oh my god. Oh. Oh. Oh my god. Oh yeah, a little fart came out.
Oh, shit. Oh, hey, what's growing on, topers? What's growing on?
Sorry about that. Just had to take a straight piss real quick because I was live in the garden, living it up. So I have a compost heap, as you would like to call it, in a 400 gallon fabric pot. No, it's almost like a, not fabric, it's more like a, I wouldn't know, it's like almost like a plastic, but it's very like see-through-ish. It's fucking cool. They just call it a 400 gallon pot because that's what pretty much it is. So I took half of that, half of the worm castings that were in there, and threw it into the grow. And not only that, but I can't believe I didn't do this before. So I have a 55 gallon wet reservoir that I usually feed the plants with. And I would individually take 6 gallons at a time. And it wasn't, you know, it was just too much work. It was just too fucking tedious. So I decided to disconnect the garden hose, stick it into the reservoir, and then siphon it. And guess what, guys? It fucking worked! Live and direct from East LA. Good morning, ladies! That's the stuff. And with that, we start the podcast. All right, we're back. Whew. And with that, we just got the bong cleaned. Oh, man, I can't wait. About to hit. Okay, we just picked up, guys. We just fucking picked up from the local shop. We just picked up some Jet Fuel OG and some Haribus Revenge, which is, it's a beautiful hybrid. Once I smelled it, I was like, wow, I need to smoke this shit. Because, you know what, guys? I love OGs, but I'm really starting to get more into hybrids and sativas for some crazy reason. It's like, I smoked all Gs all my life. You know, I've always searched for that bomb OG. Give me that OG. Give me that fire OG. You know, the dank, the gas. Little knowing that sativas, they have their own gas too, dude. And like some hybrids are fire as fuck. And it'll get you just as lit as an OG. So don't always just pick for the OGs, guys. Look for those fire ass sativas, the real sativas. Because, dude, as it is in this industry, as we're going right now, there is so much going on. There are so many labels, so much fucking corruption, dude. It's like, it's the wild, wild west, literally, of cannabis, guys. So you got to be careful when you're picking your tinctures, your flowers, your concentrates, your carts. You got to make sure it's a reputable source. You have to, you know, nowadays you have to, because you know, nowadays you fucking be buying boof for $40, $60 and you're spending your hard earned money on something that's boof. Definition of boof is something that isn't good, isn't even worth your money's worth. So, dude, always go to a shop that is licensed, you know, a reputable shop. You could tell right off the bat when you go into a shop and it's kind of shady and shit, and you know, like everybody's just super high, and it's like, nah. Or even, you know what's even funnier, guys? Okay, when you go to a shop, and usually it's mostly chicks there. I'm not bagging on you girls. I'm sorry, but you guys need to step up your cannabis game. I go into the shop, and I'm starting to ask questions. I'm like, okay, so how was this flower flushed? What kind of nutrients did you put into these flowers? What was the regimen? What was the light schedule? You know, stuff like that. and they give me this billion mile stare. I'm like, are you kidding me? You don't know what I'm talking about. Do you even know what terpenes are? Do you even know what trichomes are? You know how, you know what to look for when you're harvesting a little bit of amber, you know, what is it like? I like, personally me, I like 70% cloudy to 30% amber. More like, just when it's starting to get all cloudy and milky, that's when I start to pick my shit. A lot of people like to harvest and when it's, everything's kind of amberish. I've learned that it's not always the best thing to do. It's better just to get, you know, get with it early as possible. Once you start seeing all those fucking trichomes go milky, that's when you know it's ready. So back to what I was talking about. Yeah, unknowledged fucking bud tenders. It's like, dude, come on. And then when you want to get a job there, like say it's somebody like me that is very knowledgeable, it's like, dude, no, we just want chicks that are stupid and hot. It's like, come on, bro. It's like, yeah, we get it. We want the eye candy. You know, we want to look at something pretty, you know, while we're getting some buds. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm not going to argue with that. Who doesn't want to look at a pretty ass girl when you're picking up some budskies, you know? Shit. I ain't gay. Nothing wrong with that, but I'm just saying, you know, I'm not, you know, I love fish, not pork, so. Come on. All right, let's get off this subject. Anyways, all right, so let's see what all this hubbub is about. This Herabes revenge. Oh my God. This shit is very hybridishy, very sativa. Man, I remember I used to be always stayed away from the sativas, but with all these beautiful flavors like apple fritter and juicy fruit and just all these beautiful strains nowadays, it's like, why not, dude? Why not get, you know? Because look at when I go to the shop, I get a. They give you 6 grams for 45 or 35, depending on the strain. It used to be 35, guys, but, you know, with the prices and everything went up. So, you know, now it's 45 for 6 grams, which is not bad. You know, I'm not going to complain. I remember I used to pay $60 for an eighth back in the day. Fuck you, Christian. I hope you're listening to you. I hope you're listening because... that's some fucked up shit. But, hey, that's supply and demand, right? Prices were like that at the time. $4,000 a pound? That's a dream right there. $4,000 a pound. That's every grower's dream to get $4,000 a pound. But realistically, nowadays, you're looking at maybe like less than $1,000 a pound. But the way that things are going, the way the market is, things are going right back up, so it's maybe like $2,000 a pound, but we're never gonna get back to that $4,000. Maybe like in Massachusetts or like Colorado or somewhere out there, you know, where the cannabis industry is very scarce and still like with the prohibition and all that. So we're not gonna see that. You're gonna see that. You'll see those prices out there. You know, they'll get their $3,000, $4,000 a pound, maybe even more. You know, it's just. It's the, you know, give and take, you know, that's supply and demand. That's just the way the economy goes. Oh, man, I'm so excited to try this. I hope I get a seed, dude. I tend to get seed once in a while from that shop, in which I'm really happy because when you find a fucking seed, that is fucking gold, guys. All right, let's try this. Let me try pronouncing this one more time. And it's an indica, too. Wow, I didn't even notice it. I thought it was a... okay, guys. Fucking stupid. It's a fucking indica. Arabis Revenge. Harambes. I don't know what that spells. Harabis Revenge. Fire in the hole.
wee.
That's in the couch right there. Wow. That is some fire. Guys, if you are local to East LA, go to East LA Cannabis, 6009 East Olympic Boulevard, East Los Angeles, California, 90022. Call them at 323-816-0874. Drop my name, you might get a discount. You might not. You might even get your dick wet.
I'm just kidding. But yeah, they always got fire. I mean, I go all up and down Whittier Boulevard and shit in East LA, like, because I'm local to here. But trust me when I say this, all the rest of the shops are garbage. They know what they're doing there. They have really good growers. They flush the shit really good. You know, it's pretty much white ash all the time. But not saying that white ash is always correct, because you could have some chemicals in white ash too. Even when, you know, Be Real even said it, you know, they always talk about white ash this and white ash that. It's not always about white ash, guys. You could have bad compounds in your cannabis, you know, like Eagle 20 or some kind of heavy metal. That's the stuff you do not want to be smoking, man. I mean, you know what is really fucked up, guys? That from all this time, from when before it was even regulated, you know, when we were buying it and we were buying like, remember, I don't know if you guys ever remember Amber Glass. What a joke. I can't believe I fell for that stuff. Amber Glass. I want to sound Arabian because that's the people that would sell it. And this is Amber Glass, my friend. This is very good stuff, my friend. You'll love it. It breaks like glass. It looks like brown glass. Which was fucking pretty much reclaimed from a dab rig, I think. Oh, fuck, man. It was really dark shit back in the day. Oh, man, that shit was so dark. Oh, I fucking hate it. So dark. So dark. Ah. All right, guys. Take a little break. All right, we'll be back. Come on. Hey, what's going on, guys? We are back. This shit is ridiculous. It's literally spanning from like last week, mixing into fucking Thursday, then Friday, and then today, Saturday. Oh boy. This, I don't know how I can keep up with fresh content every fucking Friday, so you gotta bear with me, guys. Sometimes I'll be running a little low. But, Morty. Hours of sleep, and I had about 10 beers in me. It was not a good combo. Not a good combo at all, guys. Let me tell you what. I'll tell you what, Devin Bobby. That's a horrible impression. Oh, man. I am standing in my living room. Freaking naked. Naked. From Rocco's Modern Life. Who remembers that, huh? Who remembers that episode of Rocco's Modern Life when Rocco's walking on the stairs butt naked, and then Heifer and what the fuck is the turtle's name? Oh, crap. Old Sammers. Oh, yeah, they were filming and recording and walking down the stairs butt naked.
Moving out. Anyways, hope y'all having an Ivory Saturday. I know I am. So back to what I was saying. So anyways, just got out of the shower. Just got done jerking off. Felt good. Felt great, actually. And I'm about to go smoke a bowl with... If you guys are smoking, or if you're not, come join me. Smoke a joint, a bong, a pipe, a zigzag, or wood. Doesn't matter. Anything's good in this. So, yeah. Come smoke up with me, guys. Come follow me into the man cave. Ah, such a beautiful day. Beautiful day for a surprise birthday party, that is. My tío Polinar's 80th birthday party is today. It'll be surprising that old man. Oh man, should be a good one. Should be a good one. Plenty of tequila. Plenty of beers. Yeah. And that's about it. No nose candy, guys. Because we don't do that stuff. We're clean. Do cannabis and alcohol. Even though what is it? Alcohol is a neurotoxin. It ain't good for you. But we drink it anyways, right, guys? Oh, I was like, what happened to my lighter? I was like, I was using it as a stand for the phone. I'm gonna clear that. Deliciousness. What are y'all smoking on out there in cannabis land? I'm smoking on this jet fuel, you guys. Smells good. It looks a little iffy, but it smokes pretty good. It better for 45 for 6 grams. Oh man. All right, so update on yesterday's, because yesterday I put a shitload of worm castings from my compost heap. I put so much, and I put a shitload of worms and other goodies in there, and then I fed with nutrients with, what is it, fish molasses and kelp. And then some Super Thrive. And I kid you not, I came back from work this morning. Those bad boys doubled up in size within a night. I was like, wow. That dirt, the beneficiaries. I'm so retarded right now. Yeah. They're doing their thing. All the microorganisms. There's, besides the worms, all kinds of other stuff, other kinds of goodies in there. So I got good soil. I keep stressing so much, guys. It all starts with good soil. You need a living soil. If you have a dry, sandy dirt, you ain't gonna get nothing out of that. Nothing at all. You need a nice, soft, dark soil. Not brown, but almost black. The darker, the better, guys. What am I talking about? Am I even talking about soil anymore? Moral? All right. Fire in the hole. That's good.
Looks a little funny, but smokes fucking bomb. Ooh-wee. Oh. Oh, my God. Well, guys, I think I should get some rest because it's going to be a long night. So, hope you guys like the podcast. And if you can, please, please donate to the podcast, guys, because I only have $1.28 so far generated. And if you can, please tell a friend, tell a coworker, you know, just spread the word. My podcast is only going to get better, guys. I mean, you could tell by the episodes as it goes. You could tell that I'm starting to get my podcast feet. So you could donate, that'd be great, you know. It'll generate more content. I'll be able to start pushing my my line of clothing that I hope to have out by this fall. So stay tuned for that. Also, if you can, go check me out on Instagram at Joker27RZ. That's J-O-K-E-R 27RZ. All right, guys. Stay Irie, and as always, grow your own. Ah, 10-4 and a grilled cheese. Move it out. Wait, wait, wait. Daddy, chill.